Good morning and good afternoon, that is, to all my fellow Americans and those that love God and freedom around the world listening in today. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. My goodness gracious, what a day it has been. The day after Labor Day here in the United States, that's Tuesday. And we've got so much going on here. It's just incredible. We've got letters coming in and email coming in from our brothers and sisters in uniform and private citizens here. Our dear brother, Craig Roberts, some of you will recognize that name, Colonel, helicopter pilot during the Vietnam War and retired law enforcement officer from Oklahoma City, who is deeply involved in exposing the internal machinations there of the government involved in the Oklahoma City bombing. Well, he sent us a news release today of the very interesting. He's very concerned, as all of us soldiers are and police officers here, about the death of so many of our fellow soldiers during the first Gulf War. And as many of you know, my wife is a 22-year veteran soldier from the first Gulf War and was poisoned over there by experimental drugs, the anthrax vaccine, and got involved with the depleted uranium cleanup there of some of our tanks and areas that were bombed. All of our brothers and sisters breathed in the depleted uranium dust there, and my wife came back and along with a lot of her brothers and sisters in the military, over 10,000 of them died from the first Gulf War, just from the poisoning, from the experimental anthrax shots, the BP pills, experimental pills they were given each day, and from the chemicals and biological weapons used that we were not told about. And then, of course, the weapons of mass destruction called depleted uranium bombs and shells used by our government, by our military. And, of course, it affects the soldiers, too. And now we're very concerned once again with the poisoning of our soldiers in the second Gulf War over there in the Afghanistan area. Many of them coming home very sick from experimental drugs, the anthrax shots again, and the new larium pills are given, which really were not necessary for malaria. Any of you from the Second World War still around, or Korean War and Vietnam War, know that the malaria pills that were used during the war, our soldiers just did fine on, but they have a new one now that actually poisons the veteran, the soldier, active duty military person. They're made to take it every day now, and they're having tremendous side effects. Suicide, going when they get home, a number of the soldiers have killed their wives, their families, and their children, and just doing violent acts. And this is all from this larium pill they have to take to fight the malaria. And many psychological side effects to that pill. And so our dear brother Craig Roberts has sent us a list here of the secret human experimentation that has gone on in our history by our side, not the enemy of America, but America itself. And we'll be right back to talk about the history of the secret human experimentation by the American government when we get back after this break.
Learn about about the new discoveries of MSP research, find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400, learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis B, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilization Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there. Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Okay, folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and this old cop Jack McLam up here in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. And we are an organization, several organizations up here, of police and military people around the nation and around about 130 different nations today. Our soldiers are there in these other nations enforcing this UN Antichrist world government system on these individuals. So we represent thousands and thousands of police officers and soldiers here out of this area, of our headquarters, that is, of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and Police and Military Against the New World Order, our international group that has soldiers and police officers from other nations and private citizens, too, by the way, who can become a part of our police and military organizations, that are against these Antichrist world government promoting leaders in our own nations. So you're hearing one officer and former soldier for the Vietnam War era on the line today. This is myself, Jack McLam. I'm now retired from law enforcement, but we're talking today about an article just sent to us, a report sent to us by Colonel Craig Roberts, Vietnam veteran helicopter pilot and retired now from the Oklahoma City Police Department. And we're talking about the history of secret human experimentation by our own government and within the United States. We'll start with 1931. I think this is so important, folks, because we have a tendency to believe these leaders and elected things that we call representatives up there when they tell us that, no, America wouldn't do these things. And we need to be aware that for many, many years, these international crime families that have control of our government since 1917 in the United States, actually FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in a letter November 21st, 1933, the Colonel E. Mandel House wrote that the real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the large centers of America have owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson. So if FDR is right, Jackson was the seventh president of the United States. We've been under the control of these international crime families for many, many decades. So no wonder these secret, secret covert control of the United States has infiltrated the U.S. military and the U.S. military programs and used many times our own soldiers for experimentation and they haven't been told. Just like we believe happened in Gulf War I, where they were given experimental drugs, and in Gulf War II, they're once again using experimental drugs on our troops without telling them that they're being used for guinea pigs. And in the first Gulf War, we have hundreds of thousands disabled who came home and brought these biological and chemical agents to their own families and made their families sick. I know people right here, and my wife, who's retired military after 22 years, Army, knows many who are infected today and still sick from the first Gulf War. But let's get back to Colonel Craig Roberts' report he sent to us, The History of Human Experimentation, and we'll get into this a little bit. Then we'll open the phone lines up, and you can ask questions or make statements about this if you'd like, or anything else. We'll start in 1931 here with Dr. Cornelius Rhodes, under the auspices of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Investigations, infects human subjects with cancer cells. He later goes on to establish the U.S. Army Biological Warfare facilities in Maryland, Utah, and Panama, and is named as the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, or to the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. While there, he begins a series of radiation exposure experiments on American soldiers at civilian hospitals and also civilian hospital patients. Now, many of you will remember, you soldiers especially, when some of our brothers were told to stand up in Nevada. They dig trenches in Nevada, and the soldiers were given glasses to protect themselves from the sandblast. But when they set off the atomic bombs in Nevada, they had lines and lines of our soldiers stand up, and they're just a short distance from the explosion, and they would be subject to the radiation burst. And they would stand up, and the explosion would go off, and it would come towards them. And they were exposed, and they were used as guinea pigs. I don't know. That may very well be listed in here, but I remember that very well. 1932, 1 year later, the Tuskegee syphilis studies begins. Remember that? 200 black men diagnosed with syphilis are never told that they are ill and are denied treatment. Instead, are used as human guinea pigs in order to follow the progression and symptom of this terrible disease. They all subsequently die from syphilis. Their families never are told that they have been tested and treated this way. 1935, the pellagra incident. After millions of individuals die from pellagra over a span of two decades, the U.S. Public Health Service finally acts to stem the disease. The director of the agency admits it had known for the last 20 years that pellagra is caused by a niacin deficiency, but failed to act since most of the deaths occurred within poverty-stricken black populations. I want to stop here just a moment and warn the Indians and the blacks today around this nation and around the world that are being used by their governments to help destroy the nations and destroy the white people in those communities, take their property and enslave them in those nations. I'm talking about the wonderful Maori Indians in New Zealand, who I met with a number of the Maori Indians and spoke with them. Matter of fact, a lot of them are Christians down there. But the UN is doing some horrible things using the Maori Indians and making the Maori Indians think that the UN loves them. And the UN is doing the same thing in Australia with the Aborigine Indians there. And in America today, the Indians are being given control over water and over land that the white people purchased from the Indians years and years ago. There is a diabolical plot here to use the Indians, and in many cases the black populations of these nations, to destroy the nation, destroy the sovereignty, destroy the property rights of the people. And the Indians and the blacks are falling for this scam. I'm here to tell you that these people, these international criminal elite, do not like you at all. You notice that zero of the international crime family elite are black or Indian or of any other race other than whites and Jews. That's a fact. And so be very, very careful. It has always been so that these international crime families, these elitists, have never liked people of other races. They are total racists. Although they use the races to pit them against themselves to have political gain in nations, as they have in America, Australia, New Zealand, and many other places, in Britain, Canada, and so forth. So we here at Anabet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order love all those people of all races and religions, because we have learned over these years as police officers and soldiers that when the fighting gets going and the blood gets running and incoming starts coming into your foxhole, believe me, you absolutely love the person that puts their back up against yours and fights the enemy and protects you as you protect them. Doesn't matter what race they are. It doesn't matter what religion they are. But we hate to see this division, this planned division of the populations of the indigenous people of nations and those of other races, to where they fight against each other as a part of the plan for taking over the nations and destroying the sovereignty of those nations. Let's go on with the history of secret human experimentation. We're up to 1940. 400 prisoners in Chicago are infected with malaria in order to study the effects of new and experimental drugs to combat the disease. Nazi doctors, later on trial at Nuremberg, cite this American study to defend their own actions during the Holocaust trials. 1942, Chemical Warfare Services begins mustard gas experiments on approximately 4,000 servicemen. The experiments continue until 1945 and made use of Seventh-day Adventists who chose to become human guinea pigs rather than serve on active duty. Don't you want to bet, folks, that they were not told about the various tests and the side effects they would undergo when they were used as human guinea pigs. 1943, in response to Japan's full-scale germ warfare program, U.S. begins research on biological weapons at Fort Detrick, Maryland. 1944, U.S. Navy uses human subjects to test gas masks and clothing. Individuals are locked in a gas chamber and exposed to mustard gas and Lewisite. 1945, Project Paperclip is initiated. The U.S. State Department, Army Intelligence, and the CIA recruit Nazi scientists and offer them immunity and secret identities to exchange for work on top secret government projects in the United States. You can look that up on the web. Project Paperclip. Put it in your search engine and put Nazi in there. You can put comma and Nazi, and you can get into what that project was all about, secret project. We're coming up on a break here. I think we're going to open the phone lines up when we get back, folks. So stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be right back.
over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Hey folks, we're back and we're going to open the phone lines up here on the Officer Jack McLam program if you'd like to call in. And I'm going to go ahead with the secret history of human experimentation in the United States. But let's give out that call-in number if you'd like to call in today on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 to call in. We're up to 1945 here, folks. Program F, as in Frank, is implemented by the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. This is the most extensive U.S. study of the health effects of fluoride. And you thought they didn't know, folks, which is a key chemical component in atomic bomb production. One of the most toxic chemicals known to man, fluoride, it is found, causes marked adverse effects to the central nervous system. But much of the information is squelched in the name of national security because of the fear that lawsuits would undermine full-scale production of atomic bombs. Folks, that's 1945. You probably know, too, that fluoride was put in the water systems of certain people in certain areas in our enemy's nations in World War II to cause them to be lethargic and non-reactionary. They couldn't get up and fight. They couldn't get up and do what they needed to protect themselves and their own families and homeland. So, you know, this is 1945. You know the government knows when they're putting fluoride in our water systems today what they're doing. No question about it. 1946, patients in VA hospitals are used as guinea pigs for medical experiments. In order to allay suspicions, the order is given to change the word experimentations and investigations or observations whenever reporting a medical study performed in one of the nation's veterans hospitals. One of the nation's veteran hospitals. One of the nation's veterans hospitals, folks. These are the same terms used today with Gulf War victims. Experiments, investigations, or observations. They don't use the word experiments. They've changed the word to investigations or observations. I know because my wife is a Gulf War victim, almost died of the Gulf War sickness, and she's been to VA hospitals many, many dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and they are using words to make sure that the government is not held liable for the poisoning of our veterans, just like they're doing or they did in 1946. This is not anything new. 1947, Colonel E.E. Kilpatrick of the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission issues a secret document, January 8, 1947, stating that the agency will begin administering intravenous doses of radioactive substances to human subjects. 1947, the CIA begins to study the study of LSD as a potential weapon for use by American intelligence. Human subjects, both civilian and military, are used with and without their knowledge. 1950, Department of Defense begins plans to detonate nuclear weapons in desert areas and monitor downwind residents for medical problems and mortality rates. This is the experiments I believe I was talking about, folks. In 1950, they had our soldiers stand up in line in these ditches, and they would set off these nuclear and atomic weapons in the desert areas of Nevada, and they would monitor what happened to our soldiers when they were downwind with these radiation clouds that came at them and filled their ears and eyes and nose and mouth and every pore of their body with radiation. 1950, in an experiment to determine how susceptible an American city would be to biological attack, the U.S. Navy sprays the clouds of bacteria, from ships over San Francisco. Monitoring devices are situated throughout the city in order to test the extent of the infection on the people. Many residents become ill with pneumonia-like symptoms. But this couldn't happen in America, folks. Remember? 1951, Department of Defense begins open-air tests using disease-producing bacteria and viruses. Tests last through 1969, and there is concern that people in the surrounding area have been exposed. 1953, U.S. military releases clouds of zinc-cadmium-sulfur gas over Winnipeg, St. Louis, Minneapolis, Fort Wayne, and Monterey River Valley in Maryland, Leesburg, Virginia. Their intent is to determine how efficiently they could disperse chemical agents. Unbelievable, folks, but true. 1953, Joint Army, Navy, CIA experiments are conducted in which tens of thousands of people in New York and San Francisco are exposed to airborne germs, Serratia, Mascansens, and Bacillus globigidae, whatever the word is. As 1953, Joint Army, Navy, CIA experimentations on the people of New York and San Francisco. We'll be right back with more, and keep going here. And if you'd like to call in, this is a good time to do it, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why? Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. And this is a sad situation for me, this old cop here, because I have lived with this woman as, first of all, a good friend for about 9 years, I guess about 8 years. And now I've been married to this wonderful woman for about a year and three months. That's my wife, my bride. And I've seen her very, very ill. When I first met her, she came up from Tucson, from her military base there in Tucson, Arizona, to Phoenix when Colonel Bo Greitz and I were speaking in Phoenix. And she was very, very ill. She was a military soldier there in right close to the CIA headquarters down there, Evergreen, which is a CIA cover there in Tucson. And she, my wife, is a retired master sergeant now from the Army, and she handled the ingoing and outgoing air control and ground control of the Apache and the Cobra helicopters, fighting helicopters for the U.S. Army down in Tucson, Arizona. And she was very, very ill when she came up to see Colonel Bo and I. She'd come up to talk to Bo about what she could do to get well. She was suffering almost at death's door from the Gulf War sickness. And that's how we met. And praise the Lord, my wife went to, or was found by a Christian couple in Tucson who was into holistic healing. And they got a hold of her. My wife used to run 3 miles a day every day, was in excellent health in her military days, and she was near death. And this Christian couple got her and started putting her on cleanses, different kinds of cleanses for the liver, for blood, and all this. Holistically treated her, and she began to heal. She began to heal immediately. They began to clean these biological and chemical weapons and experimental drugs out of her body that the government had put in there. And so this is real close to my heart. And some of you, too, as we in my family know, those who have died from these poisonings from the first Gulf War, and I know personally and my wife many that are very, very ill, strapping, healthy soldiers, young soldiers, when they went to the Gulf War, and they came home in wheelchairs. Many of them died, and many of them are incapacitated today. So this is close to my heart. Our government, when I say our government, I'm talking about the international crime families that control our government and the governments of all the nations of the world today, pretty much. If your nation is not controlled by these international crime families, watch out, because American soldiers are coming over there to push you under their system. That's what we do today. We work as mercenaries for these international crime families to fit your nation under the Antichrist world government system. That is all we do today outside the United States. And we don't know it, of course. Our soldiers don't know it. But they're being poisoned, they're being experimented on, and when they get sick, they come back to the VA hospitals and they don't have any idea what's wrong with them. They lie and say, and use different words and say, oh, you have psychological problems and we need to send you to a psychiatrist instead of treating them for the known biological and chemical and experimental drugs they've been given. They lie to them and tell them they've got psychological problems. So anyway, we're going to go on with this so you really get the point. And there's quite a bit here, but I also want to follow the suggestion of a caller who called in and asked for the source that I'm reading from that Colonel Craig Roberts sent us here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. So if you'll get your pencil and paper, I'll give you the source where you can get this list of the history of secret human experimentation by U.S. government on Americans. And so I'll go on here, and then when you have, give you a little time to get paper and pencil, and then we'll give you that website that you can pick this up on. We're at 1953, and the CIA initiates Project MK Ultra. Many of you have heard about this secret program. This is the 11-year research program designed to produce and test drugs and biological agents that would be used for mind control and behavior modification. 6 of the sub-projects involve testing the agents, these chemicals, on unwitting human beings. And I have met those that tell us, allege that they have been victims of MK Ultra. And when I used to tour with the preparedness expos, we would occasionally have somebody come up and talk to us and tell us they were in that program. And they were mind control subjects and were involved in sex parties in Washington, D.C., and all kinds of horrible things happened to them as the CIA tested them to see if they would do anything under mind control and behavior modification. Horrible, horrible, evil program, MK Ultra. That's 1953. 1955, the CIA, an experiment to test its ability to infect human populations with biological agents, releases a bacteria withdrawn from the Army's biological warfare arsenal over Tampa Bay, Florida. I'll bet they didn't get permission of the people of Tampa Bay in 1955 to spray these biological agents on them. 1955 also, Army Chemical Corps continues its LSD research, studying its potential use as a chemical incapacitating agent. More than 1,000 Americans participate in the test, which continue until 1958. And as you know, a number of our soldiers participated without their knowledge in this LSD research. I wonder how many of the 1,000 American private citizens knew that they were being tested. It's not important, though, is it? It's all for national security, isn't it? Don't you wonder what you're being sprayed with today in these chemtrails? What do you think it is? Just contrails that we have all known from our youth that would appear in the sky behind these high-flying jets and disappear within 5 seconds to a minute, and yet these contrails stay up there for hours and turn into clouds and come down and come down and come down onto the population, onto the farmers' fields. And, of course, it grows up inside the plants that are grown that we consume and our stock animals consume. Wonder what they're doing there. 1956. Okay, we've got a caller in. Hold on there, Doug, just a minute. 1956. U.S. Army releases mosquitoes infected with yellow fever over Savannah, Georgia and Avon Park, Florida. Following each test, Army agents posing as public health officials test victims for the effects. Let me say that my wife told me, and other soldiers have told her, and it is a fairly known situation today, when the Gulf War victims came back from the Gulf War, they were called in, every one of them was called into the VA hospitals and the military doctors, and were treated as test subjects. As test subjects, they were interviewed to see how the sickness was progressing. None of them were given treatment, none of them, except psychological problems they were told they had. They were sent to psychiatrists. So they're still testing their test subjects, are they not? And here we have our brothers and sisters over there being poisoned today in these other wars for oil and profit of the international crime families. Let's go to... I forgot the name now, Paul. Doug in Austin. Brother Doug, how you doing? Come on
yeah,
on
Doug,
the show.
I'm doing fine.
Good.
You sound on air like one of my other heroes, Pastor Pete Peters.
Oh, really?
Your voices
are
very
similar. Pete. I know Pastor Pete.
Great man.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to meeting you when you come to the Liberty Jamboree here in Texas.
Well, I just found out about it today, brother, so I hope I can make it.
Did you?
I haven't even checked my schedule, so I can't say I'm going to be there, but Paul just told me about it, told me to go to the website and read about it, so I'll be looking at it today.
You have a huge fan base here around the Austin area.
Oh, really?
And it's not like it's optional. You know, it's just whether we have to have a posse come get you and bring you down here or
okay.
Whatever. But
okay.
Try
I'm a pretty tough hombre, man. I got some good security up here. You better be careful.
well, Austin's a pretty burgeoning patriot area, and we can round up 400 or 500 at least.
Yeah, you'd need that amount.
Take
you need that amount. I'll pull out my .50 caliber Barrett.
All right.
Give you some surprises up here.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw one of those. You're talking about the chemtrails.
Yeah.
I saw one. I was in up at this barbecue, and I was outside, and I looked up and saw they were playing tic tac toe in the sky, which they regularly do.
Yes, they do.
And the sun was just shining just right, and you could see it look like a little, you know, like a little cylinder just floating along with this big plume coming out behind it.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, it just stopped.
Yeah.
You know, they ran out of whatever they're spraying on us, I guess, and just
right.
Shut off, just like you cut it off, and then it's going along. So you know that wasn't, a contrail.
That's not a contrail. You and me, brother, grew up with these contrails. I mean, we used to delight in looking at them because they were fascinating. And then when we went in the military, we really knew what a contrail was and what it was all about. And
right.
Any soldier out there, especially anybody connected with the Air Force or airports, know the difference between a contrail and these chemical trails that are being left up there.
Right. So it's just, you know, they don't have my permission to do that, and since nobody even, you know, I have the best congressman in the world, Ron Paul, and he can't even get to the bottom of that.
Yes, I know,
so,
Brother Ron Paul. Yeah, a good, good man. And it's just a total top secret program. And I will tell you, my friend, that all over the world it is happening. When I was in Australia, I was invited down to Australia to speak to their police and soldiers down there in New Zealand and other places. And they're getting blasted down there, too, just like we are up here. My sons and I go down into Mexico to do some scuba diving, and they're getting blasted down there. So it's a worldwide program, possibly of population control,
right.
and maybe weather modification, too. But anyway, it's not contrails for sure.
Well, no matter what it is, the people that are doing it, that are keeping it a big secret, if it was beneficial to mankind, I think we would all know about it, don't you?
I think so, too. Some of our soldiers have asked on their bases, when the bases are actually being flown over and this stuff's being sprayed. And for some time there, several years ago, we were getting reports back that on the base, the soldiers were being told that this is top secret, don't tell the private sector out there, but America is being chemically attacked, and the government is saving America by going up there and spraying the antidote on the American people. That's what they were being told on the military.
Oh, that's right. That's plausible. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And I also believe that Israel is such a good ally of ours that they're just like Benjamin Netanyahu said, that the Arabs hate them because they're such staunch supporters of the United States. In other words, if we weren't in the equation, the Arabs would probably love them.
Yeah, well, the Arabs used to love the United States, that's for sure. I remember those days.
I don't remember that they've ever done anything evil towards us, do you?
No, they never have.
I really can't think
never,
of anything.
Never did. They never did, and I'm wondering if they have ever done anything evil towards us. It's always a speculation about when our government tells us those evil Arabs did this and those evil Arabs did this and did that, if they did it or not.
Well, at least they didn't attack the USS Liberty. They would have. If it had been sunk, I believe that they would have, you know, that would have been attributed to them, but since it wasn't, you know, unfortunately for the Zionists, they didn't quite sink it, so we had to put blame where blame was due, but that really wasn't any big deal, was it?
Well, it certainly was to the soldiers that got killed and remain disabled today from that. I would say that they would say it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, brother, thank you for calling in, and I'll check on those dates, September 18th.
Okay, we'll see you here.
What's going down there.
We'll see you here in Texas. You can check out Stat Miller's studio and all that good stuff.
All right. Okay, brother.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye now. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in on the program, we have a few minutes left here. Let me give that out before we go to our last break. That number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I think we're going to come up on a break real quick, but I'll continue on here. Let's see. We've stopped at experimentation to determine, 1950. Did we do that one? No. Oh, here we go. 1953. U.S. military releases, I'm lost here, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm way down there. 1956, I think we're at now. The Army Assistant Chief of Staff of Intelligence authorizes field testing of LSD in Europe and the Far East. Testing the European population is codenamed Project Third Chance. Testing the Asian population is codenamed Project Derby Hat. Now let's stop there. 1965. A lot more to go over here, but we're running out of time, and I want to give you the address to find this. Okay, now that you have your pencil and papers ready, go to http://tinyurl, And that's one word, tinyurl.com/498x3. And that is the X3. It's like 498x3, the X in there, X3. Once again, http://tinyurl, tinyurl.com/498x3. And this is called The History of Secret Human Experimentation. And I'll be back in just a few minutes to give you another bit of information on how you can find this. Be right back, folks.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, folks, we're going to come back real fast here. We just have a short time, and we have John and Austin holding on. Hold on just a minute, John. I'll finish up this health information here. The History of Secret Human Experimentation is a Health News Network report. Health News Network report. And it is at the position that I told you, http://2/ tinyurl.com/498x3. But remember, it's it's Health News Network. And you could probably even put that in your search engine and find it. But the name of the report is The History of Secret Human Experimentation, and it is 4 8.5 by 11 pages. We only got through about 1.5 pages, so it's a well-done report. Let's go now to Brother John in Austin. John, how are you doing there?
How you doing, my friend?
Doing well, doing well.
Well, I just wanted to bring up 2 points. The first was to congratulate you and thank you. It's a great day in America. Anytime you and people like you get on the radio and speak the truth, it's just a great day in America.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that.
And the other point is I wanted to bring up, and I know this has been talked about a lot, is our illustrious leader during the 9/11 crisis. When he was reading a book, when he was fully aware that 2 planes had crashed into the World Trade Center. Obviously not an accident.
That's right.
He sat there, and the party line, if you will, is that he didn't want to frighten the children. Can you imagine if that was a volunteer firefighter sitting there reading that book, and he knew that a house was on fire across the street?
Yeah.
Can you even imagine that a volunteer firefighter would sit there for 5 or 6 minutes and continue to read and derelict his duty?
Absolutely impossible. I don't know any fireman that would be so derelict in their duty to do that, John.
I mean, to me, right there, and nobody talks about this, this 9/11 whitewash was a complete load of garbage that they're trying to shove down the American throats.
Very true.
And I think it's very important that we keep the points when you're trying to show this to people. Try to keep it simple. Show them things that they know, that they've seen and they can prove. Because I'll tell you, most Americans have their eyes closed. And we need people like you to wake them up, get their eyes open.
Well,
thank
John,
you again, brother.
And you too, John. Thank you for all you're doing there for my 3 children and 8 grandchildren, 9 grandchildren now, just as of a couple weeks ago, John. Appreciate all you're doing, too, to spread the word, okay?
Well, we're talking about you, and keep up the good work. And every day, like I said, is a great day in America, as long as you and people like you get on the air and tell the truth.
Okay,
keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, buddy. Lord
Bye-bye.
Bless you. Folks, before we go off the air here, just any time now, I want you to go to Patriot Politicians Lead Wars, patriotpoliticiansleadwars.com or .org. Let's stop this upcoming draft of our girls and boys coming up after the elections. Patriot Politicians Lead Wars. .com or .org. Get involved. Get these flyers out to everybody you know on the left and right, because we're all going to be drafted in this draft coming up after the elections. Lord bless all of you out there. This has been a great day for me to be with you. Don't forget this old cop out here in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho truly loves you, America. Have a great day.
Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle